All right, what's up, guys? Today, I am back with my regular Sunday episodes, and hopefully we will continue this streak again and get back on it. But today, I would like to talk about January 6th. January 6th is a big day for election integrity. It basically decides who won the election based on the fraud and stuff. So we've seen Senator Josh Hawley come forward as the first senator to join the 140-plus congressmen and women who are contesting the election results. Now we've seen Ted Cruz, Tommy Tuberville, and several other congressmen come or senators come forward and join the congressmen, which is very good, which means basically there will be debates about the fraud. There will be evidence shown to the Senate, to the House, to see just where things lie at this point. But the big one, according to the 12th Amendment, the president of the Senate, which is Vice President Pence, has the authority to decide which way the dueling electors go, basically decide which way the election goes. The dueling electors are electors in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. And basically what that is in Georgia, for example, there would be 16 Biden electors and 16 Trump electors. So they're tied, essentially. Vice President Pence has the authority to either decide which votes get counted. So he could decide that the 16 Georgia votes get counted for Trump and the 6 Nevada votes get counted for Biden. That's essentially his choice. And he decides the election. The other thing he could do is not count either, which would make both candidates short of the 270 that they would need to win the election. And then it comes down to the House, or to the Congress. And what that is basically is each state has a certain amount of representatives, and those representatives would have one vote. So there would be 50 total votes. To win the election, you would need 26 votes. There are right now 30 Republican states and 20 Democrat states. So that way Trump would win as well, depending on what Pence does with his 12th Amendment. And we'll see how it goes. I think it's sounding like he supports all the senators and congressmen contesting the election. So I think I'm pretty confident at this point that President Trump will be reelected. And I'm just hoping that the media shows the debates so the American people have an opportunity to see all the evidence that there is for fraud, the evidence that shows that President Trump won this election. And at this point, it's ridiculous to me that we even had to go through this, and I hope the truth does get revealed for the sake of our country going forward.